Joining us on the line is Sarah Ross. She is a facilitator with Thrive Southern Lorain County. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Bruce and Craig.
Well, we got an important meeting coming up, I guess, on Thursday. This is taking place at the Lorain County Community College Wellington Center down there on the main strip there near Burger King and the car dealership there. What is this thinking outside the car, your car, all about?
So we're hoping to get our Southern Lorain County community together to talk about active transportation. That's what we mean when we say think outside the car. Think about walking or biking to where you need to go. And that's part of Thrive's mission is active living and physical activity. And so we have some experts coming in to talk about what we can do in the county to promote and build an environment for active living and active transportation.
Do you have any ideas at the moment of what you would like to see?
Well, it's as part of Thrive, all of our partners are going to be in attendance, and some of our partners include Lorain County Metro Parks, the Village of Wellington, Lorain County General Health District, and those are some of the organizations that are really working to make sure everyone in the county is on the same page. So one of the things we're considering right now are bike lanes. You know, wider shoulders for bike lanes, possible bike paths. So anything that can get people moving and moving safely.
Sometimes just going from the one end of their house to the driveway seems to, in those areas, is a pretty hefty walk. But talk a little bit about the challenges faced in Southern Lorain County related to sort of places to do this type of thing safely, I guess, too.
Yeah, so that's what we're excited about in this meeting is that we have some experts coming in from Trans Systems. They're contracted by Tool Design Group, and they are the experts to help us address those specific issues in the rural communities we have in Southern Lorain County. So just specifically the speed limits and the lack of space to do these activities. In addition, you know, car maintenance is expensive. But we know that walking and biking is very inexpensive so long as we can do it safely. So hopefully David Schnipps from Trans Systems will help us figure out some solutions to that.
Are you looking at this more from a recreational standpoint or maybe even someone who might want to go to work?
A little bit of both. So for Thrive, we're just encouraging you to get out in whatever way you can, but we know that integrating this kind of transportation into your daily life, like you said, going to work is how it becomes a habit and something that you can do on a daily basis. But that does not mean we're opposed to that recreational activity.
We're talking today with Sarah Ross from Thrive Southern Lorain County. They have a public meeting coming up to talk about active transportation in rural areas of the county, and this will be taking place at Lorain County Community College's Wellington Center. And it's a chance for people, I guess, to come up with ideas or maybe just come and listen. What do you hope to get from the group that's coming there?
Oh, yeah. We'd like to invite anyone who's interested, you know, general citizens, people with businesses in the area, anybody who'd like to come out and contribute. We'll have some engagement activities where we go over some case studies of active transportation in rural settings. And we're also hoping to do some mapping activities because we know we really shouldn't make any decisions without knowing the community's needs. And there's no way we can find that out if the community doesn't come and share those needs with us. So we'll have, like I said, mapping activities, breakout sessions, and everyone is invited.
What happens to this information? And because I'm thinking once you come up with ideas, who has the funding to do this? Who has do you have the right? That's maybe the wrong choice of words, but are these things possible because you have so many different roads that are from different communities or owned by the state? What's the, I guess, the proper channels that this stuff will have to go through?
So that's the beautiful thing about Thrive hosting this event is that we are an official United Way-funded community collaborative, and we have partners on board, including the Metro Parks, the Health District, the Village of Wellington, all the townships in Southern Lorain County. They actually are have signed our Memorandum of Understanding so that they are, you know, willing to contribute their resources to our mission so long as it's in conjunction with their mission. And so what we hope to do is we'll have Trans System, our engineering consultants, compile the information. we'll go over it at our meetings, and then we'll decide, you know, amongst the partners, what's the best way to use funding. Is it Thrive and United Way funding? Is it something we can leverage from a grant through another partner? And that's what's so great about coming together and collaborating. We're able to host this meeting thanks to a grant through the General Health District, through the Ohio Department of Health, and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So we know how to leverage funds, and that's the great thing about all the partners being at the same table.
Sounds good. If people want to find out more about this meeting, about this topic, because it's just one meeting, obviously there's more, you know, after one, another one will develop. Where can they get some more details of what we've talked about today?
Yep, they can visit our website, which is thriveslc.org. They can find us on Facebook at Thrive Solo Co. Or they can shoot us an email, info@thriveslc.org. But we hope that everyone can join us on Thursday. We'd love to hear from you.
And that's coming up at the Lorain County Community College's Wellington Center on Thursday, right there on Main Street, or if you're coming in 58, right in the, near, there's a Burger King and I guess the Ford dealership, too, in that area, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And, again, people can come out. And, again, that goes from 5:30 till 7. But, of course, if you go to thriveslc.org, and get all the details. Sarah Ross, our guest this morning. Sarah, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.